Light 104.7 and 1570 AM WVTL.
7:38. We welcome Matt Doheny to the program. Good morning, sir.
Great to be here with you. Thanks for having us.
Sure. It's not too customary to have a political candidate, especially for an office such as Congress, just, you know, passing through, well, stopping by.
That's why we really appreciate the opportunity, Bob.
Now, as I understand the background here, you're from Watertown. Correct me as we go along. I've just been reading a few things.
That's correct.
You're from Watertown. You're a businessman, but you were trained as an attorney. Okay. This is not the first time you have sought this particular congressional district, but it's the first time that this district has included all of Fulton County, so maybe more emphasis on Fulton County, which is in our coverage area. The man you opposed last time as a Democrat, Bill Owens, running again as a Democrat. Last time you lost by a very narrow margin, and wasn't it in large part because it was a three-way race?
That's right, Bob. We had one of the 10 closest races in the entire country, and it was less than 1,900 votes. And a fellow who I beat in the Republican primary stayed on as a conservative and took over 6% of the votes. And the person you mentioned I'm taking on again, you know, he won with 47.5% of the vote, Bob, which is the smallest percentage of any congressional winner in the entire land, the entire country. So we'll have another big race here, Bob, and we're very excited that all of Fulton County is now in the district. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the 9 towns in the north. Now we have all those 9 plus the towns of Johnstown as well as the cities of Gloversville and Johnstown. So we're excited.
Yeah, and sticking with politics, I mean, I would guess maybe one of the reasons you're excited is Fulton County is one of the most Republican counties in the state, I believe.
That actually happens to be true, Bob. We actually had a dinner last night over in Perth, and, you know, huge turnout, over 150 people, everyone from the New York State Republican chairman to the state senator, the state assemblyman, a lot of local elected officials. And so, you know, there's 55,000 people, and we have a lot of great support here in all the towns and cities here in Fulton County.
And not to go off on a tangent, but we sometimes are joined by Jimmy Vielkind. I don't know if you run across him, the political reporter for the Times Union. And he has said he's very interested in this race and this whole the history of this. I mean, when Barack Obama was elected, he pulled the Republican congressman out to become Secretary of the Army. And that's when Bill Owens got in the first time in a special election. Did you run in that one as well?
No. I mean, and that tells you, I mean, you're a story guy. You're a book writer. I mean, this thing has an anthology unto itself. A guy named John McHugh became Secretary of the Army, our congressman, and some another Watertown guy for 2 decades. And again, there was another three-way race, and that's where the current
but
congressman.
But you weren't in that.
No, it was not. Two okay. other people. And again, Mr. Owens won with 48% of the vote that time. So this time, Gouverneur's going to have a clear choice. I'm going to be the conservative, Republican, and Independence Party nominee, and we'll have, you know, one up, one down, clear choice between myself and our current congressman.
You know, I'm not remarkably prepared on this race, but don't you have a Republican opponent in the primary?
I do have a primary, and, you know, we won a big primary last time, and we'll work hard, and, you know, we're confident on June 26th that we will be successful, and again, have the opportunity to, for the first time in the last few election cycles, to unite the Republicans, the conservatives, and the Independence Party under one banner and give voters a clear choice on November 6th.
Well, let me ask you then, let's maybe leave politics. What is the choice? Why would you be a better member of Congress?
Sure. And this is why I'm running. Because, look, we as a country, we're going in the right direction. And you think about the grave challenges that our country have. We have almost $16 trillion of debt. But look, that's one thing. But when you're here in Fulton County, I mean, obviously your listeners are, you know, from a bigger area than that. There is, as of March, there's 11.1% unemployment in Fulton County. That's unacceptable. So I don't know, you know, any consumer, a voter who'd say, hey, we think we like the way the direction's going, whether it's through the House or whether it's the presidency. 11.1% unemployment is unacceptable. Look, did we have tough times in 08? Of course, you know that, Bob. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It's nonpartisan, whether it's after the recession that Reagan had or that Bill Clinton had. You know, you have a down spike, but you have huge growth after that. We only had 1.8% growth in 2011. That's barely enough to get people who are coming online, who are graduating from school, or entering the labor force. We have to go in a different direction. Pro-growth policies. Right now, all you hear are anti-growth policies coming out of the White House and in the House and my opponent. And so when you think about things like raising taxes, when you think about nationalizing health care through Obamacare, when you think about car check, when you think about all the issues in terms of regulation that my opponent is not against and sometimes for, there's a clear choice. Right now, we need to reduce the deficit and have growth. And guess what? There's tremendous growth going on in the capital land, Bob. You know that. You go over to Saratoga County and whatnot, I mean, their unemployment is below the national average. It's unacceptable that here in Fulton County, we're at 11.1. And I know there's local leaders doing great things, and they're merging, you know, the chambers of commerce in both in Fulton and Montgomery County, and there's other, you know, opportunity sets for people trying to get growth going here and really partner up and actually expand the footprint that the capital land has, and that's what we need to do. And I will be a key advocate for that, both here in the region and down in Washington, Bob.
If you're elected to the House of Representatives, would you be part of, I don't know if it's called that, but what they call the Tea Party wing of Congress?
I don't really like labels, and look, I'm just going to be the guy from upstate New York. I mean, this district, 12 counties, 16,000 square miles, which is larger than 10 states in the union. And we have almost every part of the Adirondack Park, so it's a huge footprint there. And, you know, I'm going to be the one that's going to be fighting hard for growth, for opportunity, to make sure that people live their own American dream. Look, I grew up in a small town and, you know, not very, you know, humble beginnings, and just being American was a tremendous advantage. I had great parents, to be very clear. And that's the type of opportunity and growth that I want to make sure that people, whether you live in Mayfield or even outside the district in Amsterdam or in Schoharie County, have. That's the way we actually build opportunity and make sure people have great opportunities to live, raise a family here. And guess what? 11.1% unemployment, Bob, doesn't really provide that opportunity set.
I'm sorry, just back to the Tea Party for a moment. Do you have the support of the Tea Party?
I have support of, again, I was endorsed by all 12 Republican counties, by the State Independence Party, by the State Conservative Party, as well as various Tea Parties and Tea Party leaders all over the district.
One issue, and you alluded to it, I saw some coverage in the Watertown paper, pardon my goodness, Watertown Daily Times?
It's the Watertown Daily Times, yes, sir.
They were talking about President Obama's proposal to raise taxes on the wealthy, making the point that, I mean, you're sort of portrayed in the media as the wealthy candidate, but it turns out you have the same tax bracket as your opponent, Bill Owens, but on the subject of raising taxes on the wealthy, he's for it, you're against it. Why are you against it?
Well, first of all, right now, guess what? And this is in relation to the Buffett rule, that, again, my opponent wants to raise taxes on people, and I do not. And guess what? That 11.1% people who are unemployed, the Buffett rule is not going to help them get a job. It's not going to help the people who are struggling in Fulton County do a little bit better, have a little bit more money, have Christmas a little bit better, be able to actually save for the kids' schooling, actually save up for, you know, to actually make a down payment on a house, okay? This is total politics. It's never going to go anywhere. I mean, why Obama in his budget the president didn't even put in the Buffett rule in terms of his baseline budget? It was dead in the Senate. It won't even get to the floor in the House. And guess what? That's the type of demagoguery that's trying to split people apart for purely political reasons. Again, growth goes through, and guess what? You start raising taxes on one group, as time and time again, it starts flowing through to lesser incomes and wider groups of people. We saw that with the alternative minimum tax. We saw that through tax raises all through the last, you know, half century. And that's why, again, right now what I've learned is if you want less of something, Bob, tax it. Right now we want entrepreneurs. We want people who are, you know what, maybe they'll go to a different part of this region or the state or this country. I want them to come here to Fulton County. I would say, hey, you know what? I love the business park over in Johnstown. Hey, you know, we have a huge area that we can develop in Perth or Mayfield or further up north or out west. Those are the opportunity sets that we want to encourage. And guess what? Making things harder by regulation, by putting more onerous burdens like Obamacare, and guess what? Raising people's taxes, whether through this Buffett rule or other ways, is going to keep people on the sidelines. We want those business people, the entrepreneurs, to jump on the sidelines and say, you know what? I'm going to invest in Johnstown. I think Gloversville is a great place to go ahead and start a company here. I think I can actually plug in and up north, and because now we have broadband, and actually run my company out of Mayfield or wherever. Those are the types of things that I want to bring to Congress. And as a business person, I've dealt with companies good and bad. I have the skill set and knowledge to do that, Bob.
I didn't want to miss the big local story. Are you saying you're going to bring your company to Mayfield?
No, what I'm saying is that I want to give the environment and the opportunity so that people say, you know what, why do we need to go to Austin, Texas, or Jacksonville, Florida? Why not the Capital Region? Why not Fulton County? Why not those areas?
Well, they brought in a big company over to Southern Saratoga County, but in large part by spending public money to get it.
Well, look, anytime you have different situations like that, and obviously, you know, we'll see how, you know, that whole plays out. But look, so far, so good. And the unemployment over in Saratoga County is, you know, below the national average in the low sevens, for God's sakes. And so when you think about those things, you still need the private market to drive growth and employment opportunities. Because what I'm telling you, if you want to go ahead and have less job creation, tax the job creators more. You want to have less job creation, make the regulatory burden more onerous. You have the new healthcare mandates. You have things like this is one another example of where my opponent and I disagree. There's a bill that passed the House of Representatives called the RAINS Act. And what the RAINS Act does is basically say any regulation that really impacts the American economy, $100 million or more, you actually have to come back to the House and get it approved, up or down vote, so people know where you stand. Seems like a no-brainer because we need to have transparency and daylight as to all these rules and regulations that everybody, both political parties, rail against. I want people on the wire to say I'm either for it or against it to get their up or down vote. My opponent voted against it.
In your visit to Fulton County, the past 24 hours,
yeah, we were here all day yesterday and a little bit today, yep.
So you mentioned you were at a party gathering, a lot of the party bigwigs and from the local scene and the members and so forth. Anything else? I do believe that the mayor of Gloversville, who comes on this program, Dayton King, has expressed support for you.
Yes, the mayor is a good supporter. And again, we continue. We had great success here. You mentioned that we ran against each other in 2010. We had tremendous success here in Fulton County. We got well in the mid 60s of the votes, and it had a lot of grassroots support. And the mayor, we're happy to have his support as a key activist for us in this area.
I'm just sort of fishing, honestly. Is there anything else on your trip here? What did you do?
We continue building an organization, an outreach. And again, we're here all the time, Bob. This is not like we stop by. We're here all the time, and we will continue to be here all the time. I was down a week or so ago serving spaghetti at a spaghetti dinner. We will continue to tour. And again, we build off the relationships that we have developed over the last 2 years from town supervisors, for local business leaders, local nonprofit leaders.
Just one other question. We have talked with Bill Owens, and I've heard about him. I don't know if it's unusual, but how he got into office. But he's a very what would I say? Maybe he's wary. I would think he's had such a tough fight. He must be a tough opponent in some way to have won in such a district that is so Republican.
Well, the unique opportunity that voters are going to have in November is really the one-on-one choice, which they've never had before. Both in the two prior elections in 2010 and in 2009, that there were two Republicans running at the same time against Mr. Owens. And this is going to be a totally different opportunity set. Not only that there's going to be one clear choice, one person who believes, like myself, in limited government and personal responsibility and opportunity, but also that we have a little bit of a new region, right? We gained, Johnstown and Gloversville and the town of Johnstown. We've gained Warren, Washington, and Saratoga. So quite frankly, they were traditionally Republican counties. So mm-hmm. You have an opportunity set where people get a clear choice and a little bit different and more capital land type folks here as well. So, and we'll see. I like our chances. We worked hard. We had one of the closest races in the country, even after I gave away 6.1% of the vote to a fellow Republican. So I think we're going to have an opportunity. But again, it's about the issues. Like, which direction do you want our country to go? And here in Fulton County, you can go ahead and express a clear view in terms of who you vote for in Congress. Do you want to make sure that, we reduce the unemployment rate? We stop spending our children, our grandchildren's future, and getting our debt under control? Do you believe that individual responsibility and control over your health care choices? Do you want regulations reined in? Are you against a car check? Do you believe and opportunity sets for people? If you do, then I think they're going to be attracted to my candidacy, Bob.
Matt Doheny, I thank you very much for joining us. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you again, Bob. Thank you.
You betcha. Matt Doheny, a Republican conservative candidate for Congress. His district, the district he's running in, includes Fulton County.